Yeah, I love the abrupt ending of that. It's amazing. 6:05 right now. Gunner here, Steel City Music on Indie 101.5. Hey, that was the Carps' Let's Fall in Love, a track that we used to spin back in the day at the radio station. And it's got all that beautifulness to it, to some soca vibes. It's even got some Death From Above vibes, some I Say Disco, You Say Punk kind of vibes, all of it. And I got to track those guys down because they just kind of they were taking off and then disappeared. Don't know what happened to them. You know, one of those things. Maybe I can do the old Zoom pre-record. Speaking of that, Mr. Segway, what was it? Austin and Dan, they're part of the, they're from Holocore, and they're part of the Rock Search semifinals going down in St. Kitts tonight. And for 97.7 Hits FM, it's for bands. And if they win, they get like prizes, like, you know, a photographer, you know, those sort of things. And I think there's like some sort of music prize and some, I don't know, they get a meet and greet with Dynalone Records. I think that's what we talked about. Excuse me. So I had a quick chat with them the other day, and I just keep laughing when I talk to these guys because they just make me laugh. Years ago when I started back up at the radio station, I did an interview with them, and they were pretty funny. And then, I carried on with Dan. And then even Austin, who started this thing where he was like during the pandemic, God bless his heart, he was trying to get bands together and sell music through Bandcamp and just give it to like whatever clubs needed the money to pay their bills to keep them open. And he had a very frustrating time doing that, and I was mocking him during the interview. I hope you guys win, honestly. You are 15 Rockets because you have the most colorful shirts in all the photos that I saw so far. Yeah, there you go. Holocore, here we go. They're performing, I believe, at also tomorrow at Local with Rolodex Darko and another band at Dora's Taco Metal Bar. So there you go. So here's that interview, that little chit-chat that we had last week. 2.5 hours on Zoom and talking about stuff from the old guy. They were able to get through all of this. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan and Austin from Holocore. Welcome to Steel City Music again.
Hey, thanks Hello. For having us.
See, I talk to you guys to warm me up and laugh, and both of you go, hey, thanks for having us. Like, what is it? Are you guys like 1970s FM DJ wannabes?
Social interaction.
We agreed before that we would bomb the interview.
Congratulations. Why don't you save it for 97.7 when you get on there? Why don't you tank that interview? All right, let's just get right into it. I haven't spoken to either of you for a while. Dan, I haven't spoken to you a while since you kicked Colin out of the band. That was really rude, I thought. Austin, that whole raising funds for all the clubs back 2 years ago on Bandcamp, very noble. It didn't help any of them, but that was cool. When did you spend like a grand or something on that?
Luckily I didn't spend too much money. It was like asking people for favors, and then none of them. And then
I thought it was sweet how towards the end of our last conversation, we're like, it's really simple. You send me the song and I put it out. Do I have to share with you how to send the file? I thought that was really sweet, to be honest.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
That brings us to 2022. Guys, the sun is out. This is it. Shows are happening. Festivals can now happen. You can get out and go do anything you want. You can play shows again. You can go to clubs again. And you guys are hitting it hard right away. And I'm so happy you're doing this. Holocore is also part of a 97.7 Hits FM competition. How'd you guys get involved with that?
I think it was Brad, our drummer, sent us the post where they're like, Rock Search taking submissions now. So we just, you know, it's not hard to like enter one of those. You just put your stuff. So we're like, we may as well enter it, you know, do the bare minimum and enter.
We did not think we were going to get anywhere because we're like not a band that would probably play on 97.7. but we fuck it. Let's do it. And then now we're top eight.
Yeah. So you made it down to the top eight, which is great. Here's my take on this. Right away, what I don't understand is out of the eight bands that made it, only two of the bands have colors in their photos. And that's 15 Rockets and Holocore. And I'm dying laughing over here because everybody else
has the mandatory black t-shirt on. Now, you guys do know that in order for you to win the 97.7 Hits FM thing, you should be wearing a black t-shirt. I mean, it's...
If you knew what Austin was going to wear to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got vetoed. It got vetoed.
Oh, did it?
Oh. I was going to wear the, because I was like, oh, it's like a battle of bands. I'll wear what Jack Black wore in School of Rock, but they got vetoed.
That would have been amazing. I love that.
Now it's too late.
But I mean, there's like a lot of cash prizes too. It's like they're saying it's like around $2,500 in cash that you guys can win, which is great. Long and McQuaid Musical Instruments. That's a good sponsor. If you win, can I tell you guys what you should get from them? Strings. Sure. Just strings, drum skins, like use stuff that the whole band can use. Don't go all out on a guitar, because then everyone's going to hate whoever the guitar player is. Like, we're part of all this. Just me, so you guys don't fight.
Fair.
You get press time design and screen print, so someone's going to make some merch for you. That's nice. Right. You know, I mean, that's a good deal.
Yeah, we don't have any shirts yet, but we're supposed to get some tomorrow. Our first, it's been 3 years as a band. We're going to have our first t-shirts.
We were just like, yo, why would we buy something that looks that nobody's going to wear? So we just didn't do it for like 3 years. And then we actually found like shirts that we thought were decent. We're like, oh, okay, I guess we could do it now.
That's good. I like that, right? Dynalone Records, you get to have a chat with those guys, which is cool. Yeah. Very good label. Lots of really quality people there. I honestly think you should take pictures of you guys with them, just so you can actually prove that you met them at one point in your life.
I was just going to name drop them on stage for every show after that. I was just gonna be like, hey, oh, this is Hollowcore, Dynalone Records. We had an interview with them.
they were nice enough to tell us, keep it up, you know. That's good. No, you get a lot of information from folks like that. Hey man, photo shoot, 3D designs, that's another thing good. Mm-hmm. If you guys could get that, if you get a photo shoot in, can I give you guys a little tippy whipsky here if you can do the photo shoot when you win? And I tell this to all the bands, never let me see you standing in front of a wall in a field or standing on rain tracks and Winnie is kneeling. We're behind a fence, chain fence. That'll be enough. There should be no more of those ever.
I think we have a train tracks one, but I'm like laying underneath like Dan's legs. And it's pretty romantic, to be honest.
You tore us apart for it a few years ago, actually. Yeah. You hated it.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah. And,
you know? Right? Now you know. I'm just
now
saying.
Now we have photos in front of a bus.
Yeah, that's fine. Whatever, man. I just, enough of those. No one cares. Everyone's done it. Be different, right? Like sending in a colored photo and everyone else is in black t-shirts pretty much.
Yeah. Shout out 15 Rockets.
Yeah.
For the color photo.
Too, for the color photo. Good job, boys. Anyway, yeah, so let's just get right to it. And I'm just meaning this all sincerely. I hope you guys win. You know, it's fun to get a little recognition, a little bit of cash going, because it is, as we all know, it's hard for any band to get any notice or anything on their own. So I'm glad that you guys are partaking in that. But the other reason why we're yapping right now is that you have some shows coming up. And due to overwhelming demand, by your moms. We've added a second date to our Hamilton stop on the Rock Search Collins Farewell Comeback Tour. Gotta apologize to them. That's what I'm saying. We're really excited to finally hit the road and we're planning these shows. So when you say hit the road, you're just going to St. Catharines.
Yeah, the link. Yeah, the link.
Okay. And that's on June 3rd. That would be tomorrow, the day that we're recording this is, well, we're doing the day before. This won't air, but that, I bet you that warehouse show is amazing.
We're excited for it.
Yeah. Give it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like the semifinal show for the Rock Search show.
Yeah.
So we're assuming there will be like a good draw. And then if the other bands are, you know, just classic radio rock and roll, and then we come out and we're like, oh, we went to Egypt to look for immortality. And everyone's like, what the f***?
This is the song about how we met a bunch of mermaids.
That's going to go over. Well, you got the right attitude. June 11th and June 12th, Doors Pub. You're back home in your little favorite place to play. I always thought that was like the best place for bands to play in Doors Pub because it's very intimate.
We're trying to become the Doors Pub house band, but they haven't signed the contract yet.
That's your shot, eh? That's going to be it. Just want to stay there from now on. makes sense. What's the deal with Colin? Is he going to come back? Has you guys apologized to him yet? Or what's the deal?
First of all, no, Colin is doing other stuff, but we're all still friends. We all still hang out. So Colin, because we did the Rock Search, like, because we got into Rock Search very unexpectedly, we did not think we were going to get in. We asked Colin when we were in top 16, like, hey, if we make the show, like, will you come back and play the show with us? Because, like, you helped us, like, you're in those songs, the songs that we submitted, you're on, like, yeah, like, these are your songs as much as they are ours. So come and play them with us, because this will be our big show. And then he said, yeah. So he's coming back for that. And then coincidentally, we're playing June 12th with his new band. So we were like, why don't you just play the show with us? You're already going to be there. You're already going to be there. Just come play.
Yeah. So there you go. So wait, what's his new band called?
Red Lace, right?
Yeah.
They just released a single, I think, yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll have to track that down. Yeah. They're called Red Lace?
Yeah. Red Lace, yeah.
We'll have Colin. Well, I'll look him up, see if I can find him, that sort of thing. Give him a spin, throw him in the show, that sort of thing. Well, that's cool. Well, you guys are all still buddies, right? There's no, like, you know. Yeah.
No, like, good. We talk. We've been talking all day. Like, it's one of those things.
Yeah, he's still in the group chat.
We haven't kicked him yet.
That's funny. Because even if he leaves, he goes, I know they're talking smack about me. They've done it for years. They're still going to do it now. So that's fine. Okay. Yeah, one more question before we wrap all of this up. I said to Dan, send me your new song. Dan sent me a cover of Tool. And I'm like, no,
what
no,
do you mean?
No,
that's
no,
an
no.
original Holocore song. What do you mean? No,
I can't just go, because I was already going, here's the new track from Holocore on Steel City Music. And I'm like, I looked, I went, hold on a sec here. I gotta listen to this. Yeah, the cover and Tool. Really? Oh, nice.
Okay. For context, it's because we have been called a Tool ripoff band once or twice.
I heard that.
So what we did was we just did a cover of Tool, like, live for like a year. Like, we were just like, yo, this is an original song that we just wrote. It's called Sober by Tool. And then we would just do the song.
That's great.
And then we decided, well, it's like been a part of our set list for like a year. Let's like actually just release it.
All right. So you couldn't have just sent me something new, or...
That's all we got.
We don't have anything.
It's been two years.
I'm going to be honest with you. I got a feeling I know why Colin left the band.
Yeah.
The songwriter. You guys are done now, son.
It's over. We were on, like, when Colin left, we did kind of go on like a little hiatus. So everything that we were working on sort of like got pushed. And now we're finally, we are writing new music now, but we had to sort of like decide what we were going to keep, what we were going to get rid of. Right. So all we have is like demos.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can keep those. I don't want those. We'll spin the cover. Gentlemen, how do we find Holocore on the old internets if we were to go on it?
So if you search Holocore at your friendly library computer, you'll find us on, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, all the social media sites, Bandcamp, yep, SoundCloud, Twitch sometimes.
You'll also find a nice advertisements for door frames, Holocore door frames, which is fun.
Yeah, we're not affiliated with those concrete slabs, but we're the humans if you look us up.
They write more original material than you guys do at this point. Okay, hey man, thanks for the chitty chat.
Yeah, thanks
for having us on. The sun has gone.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Small Talk from 15 Rockets. 6:28 and change right now. Gunner here. You're hanging out on Steel City Music, heard on Indie 101.5. And of course, 15 Rockets tonight in the old St. Catharines Warehouse, part of the 97.7 Hits FM Rock Search contest with Hollowcore. And we just heard from them as well. You guys want to turn the tone down and then just maybe fade out? That'd be super. Thanks. Thanks, kids. So there you go. Sons of Butcher, Trev, also in Moonlight Desires, is performing at part of Concession Street. Go to Concession Street BIA, Google them up. There's a complete listing of everyone that's performing. And Moonlight Desires is playing twice. So there you go. And they're like, I think I say this in the, or he tells us in the interview, like number 5 or something on CBC radio or something. They made like a little chart actions there, you know, so that's kind of cool. I'm freezing. Someone turned the air conditioning on in the studio, and I am so nipply. Men my age shouldn't get this nipply. That's all I'm saying. Here's some Treb for you from Moonlight Desires.
Yeah, the recording's in progress, we know, and it's Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and my next guest is Trevor from Moonlight Desires. We're just sitting here chuckling, and I'm making fun of stuff, and he's just like, Jesus, do you ever sound like a bitter old man, eh? How you doing, kid?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm just trying to get all the interviews done for the show and everything, and I'm reading, and I'm doing all my, like, internet stuff and responding to stuff. How you doing over there? Oh, by the way, this is via Zoom. It is a pre-recorded thing. You have a lovely living room, sir.
Thank you. Yes, that's my little bar area. There's the Moonlight Desires record on the wall there.
I see that. And it's all nice and clean. And you're nice enough not to do this in a washroom or someplace where I could see a toilet. You're a good guy.
Yeah, my pleasure. My pleasure. We've been busy. We got two shows coming up with both my bands.
Oh, yeah. So what's going on? Give me the lowdown.
We're doing a show June 10th. It was our Christmas holiday bash. Got rescheduled twice due to COVID crap.
Right.
So now we're still doing it as Christmas, though, because we have this thing we were planning. So we're just going to keep doing it. That's so, June 10th at the Casbah.
June 10th at the Casbah. Okay. And this is Moonlight Desires?
No, that's Sons of Butcher, actually.
Sons of Butcher. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Action.
Yeah. And that's going to be our headlining show with Monsters of Schlock opening, which is going to be amazing. It's going to be a fun time.
Who are they?
That's Orbax and Sweet Peppers, a little freak show project. They do a lot of live show.
Okay.
Hammering the nails in the face and smashing the hooks on their
crotch. And they put the hooks in their back and they swing them around the bar.
Yeah.
And everyone's made to think that this is really cool, but deep down it's very torturous to watch. Yeah.
Yep. They're opening the show up. It's going to be awesome.
That stuff bothers me to no end. You know, like, it's like, to me, it's just like, oh my God, this is the scariest opening act I've ever seen in my life. They're putting holes in their bodies, but they're used to it because it's like all stretchy and everything, right? So
they're like scientists, so they know exactly where to put those hooks and how not to get hurt and whatnot.
I like how you talk like that, but in my mind, I'm like going, union's not going to stand for this if they do this on my set. I'll tell you that right now. Health and safety violation if I'm a union guy. So that's happening on June 10th at the Casbah. But what's going on in the Concession Street Fest? You're performing, folks, at 625 Concession Street, the music stage. It runs down the Vaudevillian at 11 a.m. Divas on Concession at noon, Dragon Dance. At 1 p.m., Night Chill. 2 p.m., Hatchie the Mouthpiece, who we haven't seen in years, or I personally haven't seen that cat in a while. At 3 p.m., Moonlight Desires, huh? Right there. 4 p.m., Logan Stats. And then, Trev, 5 p.m., Moonlight Desires.
Yeah, we got two sets.
What's that about?
Two different sets. I don't know how we were so lucky to be offered two sets, but at the time, I had no idea the amazing other acts we'd be playing with. I'm super excited. Yeah. I love playing outside stuff, and Concession is one of my favorite streets. It's going to be awesome.
I always said that for years now, over the times we chatted about Moonlight Desires, and I'm just like, I was like, when the first time we chatted, I said, oh man, people are going to hate this if he butchers their favorite 80s song.
Yeah.
Like, but it's the exact opposite when as time goes on, because it's a lot of fun, and you guys pretty much put the rock edge on every sounding 80s song that you do.
Yeah, did you hear at the CBC Radio 2 put us as number 5 for Canadians covering Canadians?
That's awesome. Is this for the actual Gowan song?
No, like they did. Yeah, they did our cover of Moonlight Desires.
Nice.
Yeah, that's so good. That was pretty cool. Like,
so 2 years after COVID, you guys are great for like live shows and what Moonlight Desires does. We're doing the Concession Street Fest coming up on June 11th. What other festivals do you have lined up this summer? Or like, were you able to like go, okay, we're going to open up and start throwing the band's offers around?
Moonlight's very much like a nice summery party band. Yeah. So we're always looking for outdoor shows and festivals. So the next show is August 27th, Voodoo Rock Fest 80s edition in Odessa. That's going to be awesome.
Cool. How do we find more about Moonlight Desires if I wanted to book the band or go see the band or go buy a ticket to go see the band, maybe at the Casbah on June 10th, that sort of thing? Where do we go?
Pretty much our social medias have everything. Instagram is at The Real Sobs. we have a link tree with all of our, you know, links to new videos and tickets and our merch store. We got the Bandcamp going, sonsofbutcher.bandcamp.com, as well as moonlightdesires.bandcamp.com. Lots of merch going on and lots of shows, hopefully more festivals coming up for the nice summertime shit.
Sweet. Well, why don't we go out on Moonlight Desires since CBC Radio 2 decided this is really cool.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
Ways to take all of my thoughts, overriding my senses, lock your sights dead in line with my heart, share their powers, you stir my soul and wet my hunger, and weave the spell that holds me under these moonlight desires.
Steel City Music. Sending the sound.
threw that one in on the back end of that one. Hungry Like the Wolf. Moonlight Desire is a great cover of Duran Duran. Of course, check them out at Concession BIA Stage tomorrow, June 11th. Lots of people playing, lots of stuff to do, so go check that out. So there you go. We got some Placebo on the way, or as that girl once said back in C101 days, Placebo. She kept saying Placebo, and I was like, that's awesome. Please keep saying Placebo. But starting things off... If you have ghosts,
if you have ghosts
from Ghosts on Steel City Music.
You have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything. You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do. If you have ghosts, you have everything.
Morning.
to cover. 6:50 and change right now. Gunner here. You're hanging out on Steel City Music, heard on Indie 101.5. Placebo with the track "I Feel You." So there you go. In that set, you also heard "If You Have Ghosts," a great Rocky Erickson track covered by the band Ghost. And hey, tonight I think this is what I'm doing. When I wrap up everything here in the next couple of minutes or so, I'm going to make my way down and try to track down my buddy Gavin and Wayner. And then we're going to head to the End Zone, which is down on Main Street East. I think not that far from where Delta High School used to be. And we're going to go there, and we're probably going to have a bite to eat and then a drink, and then take him to the stage. Empty Hours is performing. So there you go. And they're out of Brantford. That's Ruben Costa and Paul Harris's band. I keep forgetting the name of the other dude in the band. I don't think I've ever really met him or been introduced to him. So, we're going to go check them out. They'll be doing some covers and originals. So, yeah, man. And then next Saturday, I think they're playing down in Hess Village as well. So I think I'm going to have an interview with Paul or Ruben next week. So I'll have that for you. Plus, next week we have, what else we got going on? Oh, Sarah from Hotspots. She has a show here Tuesdays from 7 till 8. I have a chat with her. And also Lineback as well. They have a new song coming out called Bed, and it's really good. I was like really impressed by it, so I'll have an interview with him. And also Rich from Filthy Rich and Sarah, really cool Americana style when they do that. And they also do, they also cover off on cover bands as well. They're in a band called called The Jammed, and also Blood Roses as well. And they're performing later on in July, and they got a bunch of dates coming up in Southern Ontario. So there you go. If you got to get a hold of me, and which I'd like you to get a hold of me, Jamie Smith, SCM at gmail.com. Also, SCMgram on Instagram. Give us a follow. Send us a DM of music or anything that's going on. If you want to have a chit-chat for the old radio show, Twitter, give us a follow there, Steel City Music. And we also have Facebook as well. We're covered off on that. We have a Facebook page. If you go there, you can find out concert listings. I'm always adding stuff from what's going on around town, from what people tell me and send me messages. And also a Steel City Music Facebook group, if you're into that. That's where I find out what people are going. People are posting all their stuff there as well. So there you go. Lots of ways to get a hold of me, that sort of thing. And now I got to find time to sit down and listen to some music that was being sent to me. I had some people send me some music. Like, have you heard it yet? Did you listen to it? No, I actually haven't. I've been really busy trying to get this new website up and going with some help from my friend Brian Best. And it's looking pretty good, you know? It's all right. So we'll have that site up there. And then baby steps. We'll get that up there. And then you never know what's going to happen, right? You know? Maybe some internet radio action happening. So there you go. All right, I'm out of here. Space Trucking is up. It's 7. And let's see, what are we going to play here? We should play Empty Hours. We'll spin a track called Radio. And also, come on, great band out of Toronto, Ian Blurton's band. Fantastic to see them live as well, called track called This Is Your Captain. Hey, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you real soon, okay? All right, be good. Have yourself a good little weekend, too. Empty Hours with the track Radio. Have a good weekend, folks. Gunner out. We'll be right back.
watch is falling in mine. Into each heart some tears must fall, but someday the sun will shine. Some folks can life some